Good evening, anglers. Welcome to Hooked on Fly Fishing. I'm Colin Shepherd, and it's Friday, the 23rd of November. Hooked on Fly Fishing is proudly supported by Rod and Reel Tackle in Newmarket. They have the biggest range of fly fishing and fly tying gear in New Zealand. Now, the staff at Rod and Reel will help you choose that gear, and then more importantly, they will show you how to use it. Have a look at their website, rodandreel.co.nz. On tonight's show, we have some fly fishing news. Met Service has provided us with accurate weather forecasts. We check out some river levels and flows with Waikato Regional Council, Bay of Plenty Regional Council, and Genesis Energy. Our fresh water reporters check in, and we will finish with the fly fishing tip of the week. Some fly fishing news. The moon phases. The next full moon is today. A full moon occurs when the apparent longitudes of the moon and sun differ by 180 degrees. At this time, 100% of the moon's visible surface is illuminated. What does it mean? Well, around the time of the full moon, fish are sluggish and less likely to strike at your choice of fly. You still go fishing, of course you do. You just put in more time and effort. Remember the saying, new moon, fisherman's favourite. Full moon, fisherman's folly. The Hooked on Fly Fishing radio show is on the internet. How do you find it? Really easy. Just go to the website, planetaudio.org.nz/hookedonflyfishing. You can listen at a time that suits you, and there are also archived interviews with fishing experts. planetaudio.org.nz/hookedonflyfishing. Now, more fishing waters open up on the 1st of December. That's tomorrow week. So get ready for that. You'll be able to fish opening day, Sunday. Take Monday off work as well, why not? Don't go early though, rangers are out in force. 1st of December, 5 a.m. If you have any news about upcoming fly fishing events, fishing reports, or any comment about fly fishing in general, you can contact on Fly Fishing by emailing me, Colin, on col.pam@xtra.co.nz. That is col.pam@xtra.co.nz. Right, let's look at some weather with Met Service. Now, the Auckland Marine Forecast. The situation. A narrow ridge affects most of New Zealand today. A front moves onto the far north late this evening, then southeast across the country on Saturday. A series of associated lows will follow across the country Sunday through to early next week. For the Manukau Harbour, Saturday, northeast 15 knots, rising to 20 knots, gusting 30 knots for a time in the morning. Easing to northerly 10 knots in the afternoon and to variable 5 knots in the evening. Sea becoming moderate for a time in the morning, poor visibility and rain, heavy at times. Now the Waitemata Harbour, Saturday. Northeast 15 knots, rising to 25 knots, gusting 35 knots in the morning, then changing northerly 15 knots around midday. Northerly easing to 10 knots in the evening. Sea becoming rough for a time in the morning, poor visibility and rain, heavy at times. Now for the extended Hauraki Gulf, Saturday. Northeast 15 knots, rising to 25 knots, gusting 35 knots by mid-morning. Easing to northerly 20 knots by midday and to 15 knots in the afternoon. Sea becoming rough in the morning, easing by midday. Poor visibility and rain, heavy at times. Now, Sunday, the outlook for Sunday is not much better. Northeast 20 knots, changing northwest 20 knots in the afternoon. Easing to 15 knots in the evening. Rain with possible thunderstorms easing late. I think we have to be careful on the water Saturday and Sunday. Met Service Waikato, Saturday. Rain with possibly heavy falls developing early morning, then easing in the evening, but remaining overcast, northeast breezes. Sunday in the Waikato region, rain becoming persistent in the morning with possible heavy falls, easing in the afternoon, easterlies turning northwest. Forecast for Rotorua, Saturday. Rain developing in the morning with heavy falls, then easing to showers in the evening, northeasterlies. Rotorua on Sunday. Rain developing in the morning with possible heavy falls, easing in the evening, easterlies turning northerly. Taupo region. Your forecast for Saturday. Overcast. Rain developing morning with possible heavy falls easing in the evening, northeast breezes. Sunday in the Taupo region, rain becoming persistent in the morning with possible heavy falls easing in the evening, easterlies turning northerly. Now if you're up and over the hill into Taumarunui, forecast for Saturday. Overcast with scattered rain from late morning, northeast breezes. Sunday in Taumarunui, scattered rain becoming widespread in the morning with possible heavy falls, easing in the evening, easterlies turning northerly. And for our South Island listeners in the Canterbury Plains region, Saturday, cloudy with drizzle turning to rain in the morning, northeasterlies. Sunday on the Canterbury Plains, rain, easterlies. A very wet weekend coming up. Thanks to Met Service for those reports. We do appreciate that. Let's look at some river levels and flows. The Purney River is 23 kilometres south of Tauamutu. It's currently at 8 metres and falling. It's flowing at 5.9 cubic metres per second. That's down on last week. The next river over, the Mangatutu, is currently at 1.05 metres. It's flowing at 1.3 cubic metres per second, low and clear. The Ohanamuri River, measured at Karangahaki between Pairoa and Waihi, is currently at 11.8 metres and falling. It's flowing at 3 cubic metres per second. It's in good condition. The Tauranga Taupo River, the southern end of Lake Taupo, is at 0.2 of a metre. Down on last week, very low. The Waipa River, measured at Otiwa, is 75.5 metres and falling. It's flowing at 3.4 cubic metres per second and falling. Ideal conditions today, but rain expected overnight, remember. Now, I can't tell you about the Nongataha River above State Highway 5 because the website is down. It's undergoing maintenance. The Whakapapa River is at 3.2 cubic metres per second and falling. It's down from a high of 3.4. The Whanganui River, measured at Puriaka, is at 13 cubic metres per second, down from 15.9 this week. And the Tongariro, measured at Turangi, is at 22.1 cubic metres per second, down from a high of 24 this week. Now, Met Service, as we've just heard, say a wet weekend is in store. These rivers will rise and colour up. You can enjoy the fishing, but you must be very careful when wading. Now, thanks to Waikato Regional Council, Bay of Plenty Regional Council, and Genesis Energy for the information. Excellent websites. Thank you. Okay, we'll have a very quick break, and then the first of our fishing reporters. Thank you. Centre, hooked on fly fishing on Planet FM 104.6. Bert Robinson is a long time Rotorua resident and an even longer time Rotorua resident. Are you there, Bert?
Yeah.
Okay, sorry, I just heard something in the background. Nice to catch up. We had last week off with saltwater fly. Tell us about your weather. I believe you had a nice day today.
Oh, absolutely perfect today. Wind wasn't much until later this afternoon. We did have, well, I've still got, I think, in the distance, a bit of a build-up of thunder-type clouds, but they may not come to anything. We had quite a good hail storm earlier in the week, which was entertaining. All in all, it's been sort of a typical spring period of time.
Okay.
The rain that we've had was pretty good. Wasn't excessive. Did bring a lot of fish up into the Nongatahaa stream, particularly in the lower reaches around the town bridge and the pool below the bridge. There were some amazing browns coming out of there and some very, very good rainbows. A few fish coming out of the hole at the Waitati and further out into the lake out by the buoy, probably another 100 metres out from that. You can walk a bit. The bottom of the lake seems to have compacted quite a bit, so it's not too bad walking around out there at the moment.
Mm-hmm.
There's a big left-hand dive out to into the lake from the Nongatahaa stream. It's done exactly what the Waitati has done with all the sediment that came down. It's created a barrier in the front, and it's pushed out to the left-hand side as you're looking out into the lake. Probably room for a couple of anglers there. But there are some, as I say, some pretty good browns coming up through that area. Same as the Waitati. I went for a walk up the top end of Hampson Drive, and there were some amazing fish hanging around in that area. Some bigger rainbows than I've seen anywhere for a while, actually, excluding Lake Rotowiti. Very, very good condition, and large as well, so that's always been good. The Ohau Channel has been producing off and on. There's always fish there. There has still a lot of smelt there. One angler from the Papamoa area picked up 11. He was there from 3 o'clock in the afternoon till 7 at night. He landed at 11 and dropped 4 others, apparently. So, and that was all done on barbless hook, so he was quite chuffed with that.
That's very good. That's sensational fishing.
Yeah, it is. They're not all big fish. There's a few recovering fish in amongst them, but in saying that, there's some amazing rainbows in amongst them and some very big browns. So, and because they're hanging rotting close to the edge, so and what I've seen lately is a lot of anglers coming in, particularly from the resort side, and they walk straight up to the edge of the water and look out.
Yes.
One major thing wrong with that is that, you know, you keep away from the edges and just quietly move up to them or come up behind one of the flax bushes that's there and then just peer quietly into the water without too much movement, and you may well see some pretty impressive browns right in close, particularly as the smelt are hanging along the edges at times as well.
Okay.
A few fish coming out from the front, but not a lot. But in saying that, spinfishers have been picking up a few out the front there now too. Once they removed that 200-metre distance out from the channel mouth, the spin fishermen are going to where fly anglers have never gone before.
Yes.
And prospecting and doing quite well. So there's places out there where the fish are holding quite well.
Okay.
A few fish in at Hamarana. Been a bit patchy there. We're right out the front, slightly to the left of the mouth. Once you get up to it, you can see it. There's a quite a long patch of aquatic weed and a lot of fish coming out over the top of that, caddis mostly, but they're taking bloodworm and things like that as well. And the same at Hamarana, Awaho, you can pick up fish on the nymph out there as well, and there's fish in there feeding in the shallows as well, but not in great numbers, probably more after dark than daylight, but I've only sort of been down there in the daylight to have a look.
Okay. 1 December, some more water opens up above the state highways. That's tomorrow week. It's come around quick, hasn't it?
Yeah, it sure has.
Biggest
problem we're going to have with that is that we've got some pretty nasty weather between now and the 1st.
Cool.
That's going to cause us some problems, I think, because it wouldn't be the first year we've had the river blown out in Nongatahaa and the Waitati blown out by too much rain at the wrong time for opening. So just bear in mind that that will be happening, but we should better give you an update because it's opening day's what, Saturday?
Saturday, yes.
Saturday, so we can give you the update on what's happening on the Friday anyway.
Yeah, talking about the weather, your forecast is not good for tomorrow or Sunday.
No, it's not. It's, well, in actual fact, it is good if you're a fisherman. this is going to drag a lot more browns up into the Ngāti and Waitati stream. Okay. The Waitati is really starting putting on the browns now. There were at least 12 different browns seen in the hole feeding just on dark one night earlier this week. There's a few lurking round out the front, same as the Ngāti, Hamarana, and I would say probably the others are like that. The Awaho will be as well. But this rain will bring fish in. I'd probably be looking at starting early in the morning tomorrow and seeing how we go from that. Because, you know, if we do get a lot of rain during the day, it may colour it up too much later in the day, but it's always worth having a look. And, of course, coming in off Western Road, which is part of Ngāti to the State Highway 1, State Highway 30, is a couple of access points in there. One is you're going to Brookfield and you're going to Streamdale, Brookdale, Streamdale, and another one, so you can fish some areas in there that are some of them a bit tight, but boy, I tell you what, you can just walk along the edge there and see some amazing browns in there.
Yeah, cool. Now, what about lake fishing? What have you heard about that, Bert?
Well, jigging has been really, really good. Around the 65-foot mark is where the bigger fish are being caught. 15 feet is probably the smaller fish and the less well-conditioned fish, but going deep during the day, it has been very, very good. I noticed that the thermocline is sort of starting to form, and that's around about the 16-metre mark. So according to the EBOP data from the buoy they've got on the lake, so it's certainly worth a look there. Jigging, harling early in the morning over the weed beds, and going out deep during the day, especially on a day like today. I mean, it's been so bright, the clouds only started to come in late last night. We've got a heap of thin cloud up there at the moment, but around the Mamakus there's some quite heavy looking clouds there at the moment.
Okay. Now, talking about websites, I went on to Bay of Plenty Regional Council site to look at the Ngāti flows and levels, and it's actually down at the moment. It's under maintenance, you know.
So
we'll just keep an eye on that, and if you can give us an update next Friday, just before opening, that will be excellent.
Yeah, well, Lake Rotorua is very, very low at the moment. There's only about 14 cumex going through the weir.
Okay.
So the water's a lot slower in the channel than usual, so you probably go to a lighter line anyway rather than a really, really fast thing. You want heaps of fish in there smelting at various times, mostly until about 8 o'clock, but during the day at times there are fish there smelting too.
Okay. Are the lake starting to heat up?
Oh, most definitely, yeah. They're starting to climb. We had a bit of cold weather. It wasn't too bad, didn't go on for too long, and it wasn't too cold, so the temperatures haven't dropped much, and after the day, they're racing back up again pretty quickly.
Okay, that's good. Now, still a lot of anglers around?
Yeah, it's surprising how many anglers are starting to move around now. I've seen quite a few down the Ohio Channel because it is starting to fish well. Better than it has for a number of years. And you're starting to see a lot of anglers. Like you could see 5, 6, 7 out at Hamarana. A few dropping into Awaho, but a heap around the Waitati and Ngāti area as well.
Okay, all good stuff, isn't it? It's been a bloody good year for fishing, actually, hasn't it?
Yeah, it has been, especially with our channel coming on. I mean, they put that wall in there, they did a big study on the smelt in the lake, and the study did prove that the smelt were not making it up to the channel. Basically because the flow from the Ohio channel wasn't going down into the lake. And that was drawing the fish up, and of course, even though there was some water coming through, because you never get a perfect wall that'll stop, and particularly when it's got a couple of big holes in it, the fish were having trouble initially to get up there. Now there's a couple of fish passes that are in operation, Which has obviously made a bit of a difference, but the two holes, one of them's about the size of a refrigerator, so we're starting to get bigger fish coming out through the channel now as well.
Okay. Oh, so it's all good, isn't it? It's all, yeah.
Oh, perfect, yeah. It's certainly positive at the moment.
That's the word I said. It's all positive. That's absolutely right. Excellent work. Thank you, Bert. Lovely to catch up. Now, how do people contact you, please?
Yeah, I'm on 027-289-6079. Just give us a call or a text. And I'll fill you on what's happening around the area.
Now it's the Rotorua fishery. That's Bert Robinson. There's the offer anglers. Bert Robinson, 027-289-6079. Talk Rotorua fly fishing. That's what he does. Excellent work. Thank you, Bert. Catch you next week.
All right. I'll be there. Thanks.
Thank you. See ya. Mr. Bert Robinson, appreciate that. 027-289-6079. He helps a lot of people out. That's very good work. Thank you. Okay. Quick break, then more fishing stuff.
Hey, if we can solve any problem, why do we lose so many tears? Oh, so you go again when the leading man appears. Always the same thing. Can't you see we got everything going on and on and on? Every time you go away, you take a piece of me with you. Every time you go away, you take a piece of me with you. To see, I can feel your body move. Doesn't mean that much to me. I can't go on saying the same thing.
You're listening to Hooked on Fly Fishing on Planet FM 104.6. Stella Gordon is a longtime resident of the Taupo Turangi area. And Stella is an expert on fishing the rivers and lakes of the Central Plateau. And that's exactly why we want to talk to her on a Friday to find out what the hell's going on. Good evening, Stella. How are you?
Really good, thank you.
Excellent. Now, what's going on? Tell us about the weather to start with.
Absolutely amazing. It is absolutely gorgeous. We'd be about 22 degrees. We've got brilliant sunshine. Lake is as calm as an oil pond. So we've got round the lake this weekend, the bike, right? So I would imagine that it's going to be very warm and just fantastic, ideal conditions, not only for bike riding, but for fishing too. It's just perfect, absolutely perfect. We're so lucky.
Okay.
We live in paradise.
Well, that's exactly right. You're surrounded by water. Now, tell us the condition of these rivers and lakes. Are they all flowing clear? And what's happening down there?
Rivers are all perfect. We had a lot of rain forecast over the last 4 or 5 days, of which we've received a little, not a lot. We've had a little bit of wind, and we've had some overcast days. But generally speaking, we are so lucky where we live here, from the point of view that quite often that rain goes up the Kaimanamas or it goes up the western part of the lake. So on our side of the lake, the eastern lake shore, we have had a little bit of rain, which is naturally fed from the Kaimanawa catchment. But we really have not. It's just the rivers have been up, coloured momentarily and dropped away again now and are basically perfect. So with really reasonable numbers of fish appearing in all those rivers too, and that's Waimarino, Waitaka, Titi, Tongariro, you know, Hinemaia, Waitanui. A number of, as you can imagine, mending fish, but still some good fish that are moving as well. We've had quite cool nighttime temperatures. That was that little southerly weather pattern that came through, which dropped our temperatures. So our daytime temperatures have been quite warm. Nighttime were cooler, and naturally that often triggers a few fish in. So there's really no lack of fish.
Okay. Is there a lack of anglers, or is it still busy down there?
There's certainly a lack of anglers from the point of view that we're, you know, we're November, end, almost end of November now, and so into the beginning of December. So people are possibly not necessarily as keen to get down here because obviously there are other activities. And, you know, I mean, there's just there's Christmas parties, there's social functions, etc. You know, you've got, and also different sporting activities. So therefore, from the point of view that where fishing's concerned, you've probably got more overseas anglers and probably more seasoned local anglers who now that the pressure has gone off and understand the fishery out and about. I must admit that I've come across the rivers today and probably the first time for a very long time on a Friday there was simply nobody on the Tongariro, which is really unusual.
Yes.
But in saying that, we've got a big team here at the moment over the weekend. They've been here for two or three days and they've been fishing rivers, river mouths and the lake, and there is certainly no lack of fish and the fishing is really, it's really fantastic.
Oh, that's great, isn't it? Now, I talked to a couple of chaps 2 weeks ago, fished Lake Rotoaira, and, oh gosh, they've got heaps of bloody fish.
Lake Rotoaira is like a little hidden gem, really.
It is.
Obviously, you require a type of licence as well as a separate Lake Rotoaira licence, but they are reasonably priced, and it's a really interesting fishery. And it, once again, has a following of individuals that really enjoy fishing at either out there. It is a very shallow-bottomed lake, as you can well imagine. It provides a huge amount of food source, and the fish there are not fished by a great number of anglers, so therefore you tend to find that the numbers are, if the season is right, multiply and grow rapidly. And so as a result of that, it is a very productive fishery. It is subjected to all sorts of different weather patterns, as you can well imagine. Oh, often yes. You can have snow, wind, rain, ice, hail, thunder and sunshine and no wind on the same day, much like Lake Otamanakau.
Yes.
But it is definitely a very productive fishery.
Yeah, I've fished Rotoaira and some days stinking hot. And the next day, there's been snow on the boat when we launched it and snow around the edge of the water.
Absolutely.
It's
and
very
it changes very, very quickly. And you just have to be mindful of that, whether it's, you know, November or whether it's, you know, earlier or later in the season.
That's right. I've seen a boat. I helped rescue a boat, me and others, that actually blew over. It got blown ashore and the waves tipped it over and the couple were lucky to live. They were that cold. It can be dangerous at times. Yeah.
Well, that's right. People just, I think people don't actually think about the elevation. If you think about how high Otamanakau and Lake Rotoaira are.
That's right.
And I mean, naturally, if you live here, you're well aware of the fact that when we do get snow, snow falls right around Lake Otamanakau and Lake Rotoaira. So, yes, you do have to be particularly careful. And those lakes are quite cold too, because naturally they are that much higher. Although I must admit, you know, even if you think about Lake Taupo and the fact that over the last 3 or 4 or 5 weeks, we've had, initially we were told we're going to have, you know, a very hot, very dry summer. It's been actually, we've had relatively good weather, but we've certainly had some rain as well, which has been a little bit of a surprise. But we need it, and it certainly will benefit the fact that we need some water for our electricity, as you can well imagine. So the dams down the Waikato now have a little bit more extra water.
Yes.
But because we've had very little wind, the lake warms very rapidly. So I have been swimming since the 6th of November. So it's beautiful. It's refreshing, but it is certainly beautiful.
You're very good. Okay, now, you've got the cyclists going around the lake this weekend, so the roads are going to be busy and stuff like that?
It will be very busy, and it will be busy from, you know, the early part of tomorrow, so people will need to be mindful of the fact that if they are intending to go fishing, that they need to be on the rivers early, which is probably an advantage. I don't think there will be a great deal of pressure, although there will definitely be people who perhaps are not riding. They may have wives or children that are riding that will be taking advantage of the fact that there are fish in the rivers. And I mean, if you are going to be fishing either nymph, wet or dry, you know, there's three different mediums that you can use quite comfortably. There's quite a bit of surface activity, which has been generated by the fact that we've got, you know, significant warmth during the daytime. So, you know, using a dropper below a dry, whether it be an amsit, anything that's got a bit of bulk, anything that you can see on a tapered leader. If you want a nymph, here in Copper Pheasant Tails, obviously Tongariro, caddis, green caddis, cream caddis. We've got a little bit of green beetle that's appearing, as you can well imagine. And likewise, if you're going to wetline, interesting, if you haven't been on the water for a week or two or three or four, very good to actually wetline the bottom of the rivers to actually find out where those fish are, especially if you've got a little bit of additional volume, which the Tongariro has obviously greater volume being a larger river. So anything like a red rabbit, a red setter, a olive woolly bugger, something similar.
All right, and swing it across and down and find out where there's
something. Absolutely, that's all you need to do.
Okay, excellent work. Thank you. Now, have you got an email address where people can get hold of you, Stella?
Absolutely. If you just send an email to peteandstella@thestore.co.nz, I'm more than happy to help, and I've had quite a lot of emails over the last 2-3 weeks, which I'm really happy to help. And if you pop a phone number, I'm really happy to ring you and just fill you in. Because obviously we're out in the water. Also, the lake has been fishing fantastically as well, and that's not only harling testing, a bit of down rigging, which are, you know, fish right on the bottom, a little bit of trolling, and also some jigging. And that's been due to the fact that the conditions have been so perfect. There's been not a lot of wind. We've had a little bit of wind, but you've been able to, it's such a huge lake, you can get in and out of that wind quite easily. Western side of the lake, if naturally you've got a westerly and easterly or northerly, obviously depending on where the wind is, but honestly they are great fish in really good condition, and yes, it's superb. So okay, it really is looking as though it's going to be a great summer.
Just get out there and get amongst them. And that email address again, please.
Pete, P-E-T-E and A-N-D, Stella, S-T-E-L-L-A at
The Store, .co.nz. There you go, anglers. Email Stella and talk fly fishing, Taupo, Tongariro, to Rangiriri. Thank you, Stella. We do appreciate it. Catch you next week.
Absolutely. Have a great week. Take care.
Thanks, Stella. Bye.
Thank you. Bye.
Stella Gordon. Email is peteandstella@thestore.co.nz. Thank you. Okay. Quick break, and then we'll see if we can get hold of Martin in the South Island. Centre, hooked on fly fishing on Planet FM 104.6. Unfortunately, we can't get hold of Martin in the South Island. The line is engaged. We will try again in a couple of minutes. So what do we do in the meantime? I'll tell you what we do. The five P's of casting. What are they? The five P's of casting are patience, practice, position, placement, and pickup. What does it all mean? Patience. The most important thing anglers need to realise when attempting a particular cast for the first time is that it's going to take time to get it sorted. Don't rush it. It takes time. Practice. It makes perfect. You don't have to drive all the way out to your favourite stream to get in a little practice time with your favourite fly rod. It's probably better to avoid the water altogether and practice your technique in the yard or at a nearby park. Now, this is what I do. I go to a local rugby ground. All the lines are marked out, the 22 and the touch lines, and practice casting along the lines. Position. Everyone has a unique casting style. Don't confuse style with technique. You'll know when you're using the wrong technique if your wrist starts to hurt or your fly smashes on the surface. Placement. When practicing in the yard, try to get the fly to land on the surface directly in front of you and as gingerly as possible. Light casts mean heavy fish. Heavy casts mean no fish. Pickup. Many anglers don't realise that retrieving the line can be as important as casting it. In the morning and evening hours, fish often feed on the surface, and leaving the fly in the surface film for a second longer could make all the difference. During the rest of the day, fish hold at various steps, and a slow retrieve or sinking line is the only way a fly is going to reach the strike zone. So the five P's of casting: patience, practice, position, placement, and pickup. Give them a go at your local yard now. Okay, now we'll try some more music and then we'll try South Island again.
Gotta have fun, boogie. You gotta have fun. Don't need no more. Only for the wonderful things that you get out of life. There are four.
Yes, there are four.
And we may not be many, but nobody needs any more.
You don't need any more.
So many facts. Big list of facts. Truth takes the lead. You can relax knowing the gist of life.
That's right,
cause it's true you need.
Then the second is honor, and happiness makes number three. Mm-hmm. When you put them together, you'll know what the last one must be. Baby, so there's truth, honor, and happiness. And one thing more, meaning only wonderful, wonderful love that'll make it four.
Wonderful love, make it four. I like to sing about love. I like to sing about love.
You're listening to Hooked on Fly Fishing on Planet FM 104.6. Now, we can't get hold of Martin Langlands in the South Island, so I've got some other stuff here about the natural progression of a fly fisher. From my observations, a fly fisher goes through six stages, and they are as follows. One, the sheer novice. The sheer novice is characterised by a lack of equipment and usually has a borrowed rod and reel. He will have 5 or 6 flies, but no net, no wet weather gear, and no knowledge of where or when to fish, but is keen to give it a go. The share novice buys a 24-hour license and usually fishes close to home. 2. The enthusiastic beginner goes fishing with a more experienced person and starts to learn about locations, in other words, access points to rivers and lakes. Catches first fish and realises that borrowing gear is not ideal. Visits tackle shop and purchases net, rod and reel, 1 fly box and a selection of flies. The enthusiastic beginner upgrades his day licence to a full season licence. 3. The weekend participant has started to read fishing books, watches fly fishing videos and has joined a fishing club, has started tying flies and has purchased a vise and feathers. The weekend participant visits a tackle shop and purchases another 2 spools for the reel and now owns floating, intermediate and sinking fly lines. Buys another fly box and fills it. The weekend participant buys a set of waders and wet weather gear. 4. The proficient angler starts taking Friday afternoons off work so he can beat the weekend angler to the better water. Travels further afield and hires a guide to get the inside information. Realises that the fishing gear does not fit in the boot of his car, so buys a big 4-wheel drive. The proficient angler visits a tackle shop and buys a spare rod and reel. At this stage, the proficient angler has learnt many different fishing techniques and knows when and where to go. 5. The near expert starts taking Thursday afternoon off work so as to beat the proficient angler to the best water. Starts planning his next trip away on Tuesday. Visits a boat shop and purchases a vessel suitable for lake fishing. The near expert is competing successfully at regional and national championships. The near expert is well regarded and respected within fly fishing circles. 6. The expert updates 4-wheel drive to a bigger, newer version. Has advertising on the vehicle and all clothing is sponsored. Signs a sponsorship deal with a rod manufacturer. Expert starts a speaking tour and writes columns for fishing magazines. He ends up having no time to fish himself and starts to get tired of all the travel. The expert buys a house on the banks of a trout river. He then spends his day helping novice and beginners learn their craft, and the cycle begins again.